President Bush and Russia's President Vladimir Putin said today that terrorist attacks on America have united the two nations as never before. The two leaders spoke as the two-day summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum wrapped up in Shanghai, China. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne spoke to us from the APEC gathering about what the president leaves with.
He came here looking for a couple of things, and he says he got what he wanted. His goals were relatively modest, but he came here to try to bolster the international coalition that he's putting together to combat terrorism around the world, and he wanted a strong show of support from these APEC leaders, and he did get that. There was an anti-terrorism statement that was released today. Now, the other thing he wanted was an endorsement of a call for a new round of world trade talks, and they got that as well. So the White House leaves here feeling pretty good.
Don, for all that, how much actual support did President Bush get for the war, the military campaign in Afghanistan?
Well, there are countries here who do not support the military campaign against Afghanistan. Take Malaysia and Indonesia, two countries with majority Muslim populations. They signed on to this document. They say they are opposed to terrorism and are ready to seize finances of terrorists and help beef up airline security and do any one of a number of other things, all in cooperation with the other APEC nations. But where they disagree is on the military action, particularly against another Muslim country. It's very tricky for the leaders of these Muslim countries. They are moderates, but if the U.S. action is perceived as being unpopular by their people, it can make it very tough for them to survive politically.
Don, the last 6 weeks have changed everything, obviously. Do you have a feel for how the president's outlook has perhaps changed as well?
This is the president who went to Europe, his first European trip, and talked about how the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty that the U.S. had actually helped negotiate when President Clinton was in office. President Bush said it's inadequate, it won't work, and he said the U.S. was withdrawing from it. Angered many European leaders and many European citizens and others from around the world. There is also the case of the missile defense shield that the president wants to put up. It would, if he proceeds with it, violate the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty that's been in place with the Soviet Union and now Russia. Russia doesn't like the idea of scrapping the ABM treaty, and a lot of European countries feel that has provided some stability. And there was a sense, though the leaders didn't often vocalize it publicly, but there was a sense across Europe that this president was ready to go it alone on a lot of things. You heard the word isolationist come up. Now, since September 11th, we have this president reaching out to other nations and building a coalition saying, hey, we're all in this together. So far, it seems to be well received. Again, there are some differences of opinion, but the U.S.'s strongest allies are standing with it.
NPR's Don Gagne at the APEC summit in Shanghai. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.